Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
First down, Texans across the Houston 35. Watson fakes the handoff. Keeper, 40, 45, and slides down at about the 47-yard line. First down run, Deshaun Watson, slime season.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
It's very important because it kind of makes me more comfortable. Know you're going to be at. It's very big for my family to know what's going on. That's the only thing you worry about, how your family feel and everything. Me as a football player, I can care where I play at. I love Houston. I love his teammates. I've been here 5 years. Of course, I want to be here for the rest of my career. But I want to play football, and I want to be better at this game.
I jumped off sides like Clowney there.
A little bit.
Whitney Merciless for Duke Johnson. I'm on board. You're on board. John McClain's on board. Figgy's on board, and then which is important because that's a Cleveland perspective. I think this helps both teams. Whitney Merciless just isn't. There's no use. There's really not much use for him on this team right now. There could be, but with this defensive coordinator, Romeo Crennel, for whatever reason, when he has Clowney, when he has Watt, when he has Merciless, production from Whitney Merciless is sacrificed, and that's just the reality of the situation we're living in. And given that it's Whitney's final year of his deal and that Duke Johnson has 3 years remaining, 47 catches last season, which would have been second most on the Texans team by 15, makes sense for both teams. Brian Gang, get on the phone. Call John Dorsey. He's probably going to greet you with a buddy boy, but go ahead and make that deal. They just acquired Kareem Hunt. They can go find another running back to back up Nick Chubb, who was their second-round pick last year. Make the call. Give Bill O'Brien another weapon for Deshaun Watson. Give him what he thought Tyler Irvin was. Make the deal, Brian Gang. Make it happen right now.
It could. He could give him a call. I'm sure he's already considering these things. The Texans are as an organization. There might be, they might have to get a call back because keep in mind, everyone, 30 other teams know that Duke Johnson is probably going to be the Brown that's on the market. And that means 30 other teams are going to kick the tires and see what they want. See what they have in terms of running back options or trade options with them. But that said, yeah, absolutely. Texans need to get in line with everybody else. They also need to realize that this is not going to be necessarily a fast process because Kareem Hunt's going to be suspended at least 4 games, probably 6 games.
I think it's going to be 6.
Yeah, probably 6 games. So they're going to hold on to Duke Johnson as long as they can.
I want an effing splash from the Texans. I want a splash. Like, I want there to be a move, mm-hmm. And I know that the splashes don't always result, but I just want something to get excited about. I'm excited for this draft. I think this is going to be an exciting draft. 3 picks in the top 55. It's going to be fun. Combine is a week from today. Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun, looking at all these tackles, looking at all these corners. NFL offseason is fully upon us, but I just want a splash. I want them to do something. I want them to trade somebody. I want them to sign somebody. I want them to spend some money. I want some splashes this offseason.
You know what you want? You want something different from what the Texans have been. Under Rick Smith, under Bob McNair, we know what they've been. They were that for 17 years, 16 years, whatever it was. And now you want to see a new era. You want to see a new era with new faces in charge.
It is a new era. I want to see a new era where they do things a little bit
different.
You want
different. To see changes. Yeah.
I want to see something where they do something a little bit different. I want to see Deshaun Watson surrounded by as much talent as possible. I want to see them think outside the box. I want to see them do something that makes you raise the eyebrows a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to question what Brian Gang does and then a year later look like a complete dumbass because I was wrong. I don't want it to be a situation like it was in the past when Rick Smith would do something and you'd say it was dumb, and then a year later it was proven to be dumb, mm-hmm. like the Glover Quinn decision where he just let him walk, didn't even franchise tag him, and then Glover Quinn goes and has a solid career elsewhere. I want a situation where Brian Gane makes me look stupid.
Yeah.
I want Brian Gane to be the opposite of Rick Smith, and I'm excited to see just how he handles his Clowney situation. I'm excited to see him with the full draft. I'm excited about this, and I look forward to Brian Gain making talking heads like me and you look stupid time after time after time.
Well, and the splash is, you'll know when you see it. You'll know if you know if it's going to be the a big.
Someone brings up a good point. Honey mm-hmm. Badger was a little bit of a splash last year. A
little bit.
The Honey Badger.
I mean, we didn't think he was going to be on the market. He was signed. That's a good point by Loophole 7696. Thank you, sir. Or ma'am, sorry.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed that.
You know? Yeah, there you go. It's not a race card.
We got female listeners.
Sexist card.
Sex card.
Sex card.
What is a sex card? Well, I feel like a lot of married guys have sex cards, or they have to use it.
American Express Black.
You have to use it. The hell is wrong with you?
It's true.
You have a black card?
No.
I'm just asking. I mean, I've seen...
You spend on it with the American Amex black card?
How much money do you have in your wallet right now, Cash? Figgy, guess. How much money does the OG have in his
Not
wallet
much.
Right now? If you had to guess, guess.
I'm going to say 55.
55.
Lower.
What do you got?
43.
43? That was close.
Yeah.
That was actually a pretty good guess.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's a sex card. American Express Black sex card.
You're moron.
Is it not?
Sure.
Okay.
Will Fuller was on social media. Apparently, he changed up the hairstyle a little bit.
He did?
A little different braids.
Does he have
braids.
The highlights still?
A little different braids. You expecting big things from Will Fuller next year?
I mean, if healthy, absolutely. We know the numbers.
11 touchdowns in 11 games, 140 quarterback rating with Will Fuller and Deshaun Watson.
That's ridiculous. He's got to stay on the field, man.
Kiki QT?
You know, on Kiki QT, I'm a little more wait and see. Maybe because we didn't see him enough.
We saw 2 11 catch gates games in seven.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep throwing that set out there. It's pretty damn impressive.
That's really impressive. What was that other number? Only one other Texan had that many?
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, week 17, and he played every single game. They need to add weapons.
Yeah.
They need to add weapons. We keep talking offensive line. We keep talking cornerback. Texans need weapons. They need a running back that can make plays out of the backfield. They need Deontay Foreman to come back with a fire lit under his butt to be able to be that short yardage guy to where we don't have to see Lamar Miller on third and two run for a loss of one. They need weapons. We know this. I hope Bill O'Brien knows this. I hope Brian Gain knows this. As far as weapons, it's a deep wide receiver draft. Mm-hmm. There's news out of the combine. Hollywood Brown from Oklahoma. He's not going to be able to participate at the combine. He's not going to have a pro day. Liz Frank surgery. This guy could slide to the third round. I know you got Kiki QT. I know you got Will Fuller. I know you got question marks about health at wide receiver. John McClain brought up a good point. But if Hollywood Brown can get healthy, and if you can bring in a guy like a Hollywood Brown, who's a first round talent in say the third round, fourth round, why not roll the dice on him? Lil Jordan Humphrey out of the University of Texas, 6'5 slot receiver, probably should have come back this year. He's going to slide a little bit. He can line up outside. He can line up inside. He's probably going to be there in the fourth or fifth round. Look at these guys. They need to add some weapons. Fix the offensive line. Fix your cornerbacks. But I want to be in a situation where day three of this draft, after the first three rounds are over and Brian Gaines worked his magic in the first 55 picks, where he can sit there and he can just try to find the best player available. And I just use the cliche that I hate that people use in the draft.
It's not accurate. No, it's not accurate.
Sometimes it's true if you have your roster set.
It's always best player available at your position of need, but nobody ever has their roster completely set. There's always a need somewhere. So we'll set that aside. I think they're going to get a receiver. I think they're going to get a running back. Now, is it going to be in the draft? That's the big question. I'm starting to buy into what Vandermeer was talking about over the weekend, that they might just go cornerback in the first round, sign somebody in free agency in the offensive line, and draft somebody later in the first round, later being mid-rounds or maybe one of the premium picks, second or third.
And it's also just dependent on when the tackle run is. When is the corner run?
Right, exactly.
Where they're selecting. So a lot of it, you know, a lot of people go into the draft and they say what they'd like to see, but a lot of times it's out of your control and it's about how you adjust. 8109 on the text line says, any interest in Terrence Williams as the Texans' number four receiver? Cowboys are done with him. Hell no would be my answer to that. I like receivers who can catch the ball with their hands. Terrence Williams cannot catch the ball with his hands. He's a turd Ferguson. If you look at the video of him on TMZ, I know local attorney Chip Lewis got him off for it, but I do not like Terrence Williams at all. He was also in my rec basketball league, so that might add to it as well.
Yeah, he probably bowed you.
Hell no, he didn't.
Yeah?
Hell no, he didn't. I disrespected the hell out of him.
Did you see what Trevor Lawrence did? The Clemson quarterback?
Is he hooping?
He got like waylaid on a pick. And then he got mad, and he turned around and threw the guy on the ground. in a pickup basketball game.
This was at Clemson?
He got screened, yeah.
Was it in, was it an intramural game or was it
I think that's key too. Runs. If it's just open gym, don't be a hero necessarily.
Yeah, don't be a hero to the national champion freshman quarterback. Now, was it an intramural game or was it a an actual just
I'm not exactly sure. I'll have to look at the video again, but yeah, he threw the dude on the ground.
It used to go on and pop in the rec pickup games. Mm-hmm. Kingsbury used to hoop up there during the summer. Carlos Francis, former NFL receiver, all those guys would come up there and ball mm-hmm. out. And it can get intense, especially with football players. A lot of guys have chips on their shoulders.
There's nothing better in life than a good run you can rely on in basketball. Like a good dudes. Nobody's going to be a hero. Nobody's going to be.
That's why.
Like everybody's kind of in the same ballpark skill wise. That's hard to find.
Well, I had a secret hoop club in Dallas, mm-hmm. and it was intense. Like it was 70.
It can be intense, but I'm saying good dudes. Don't take it too serious.
Look, the most dangerous sport that you can play. Is basketball with people who don't know how to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Guys who don't know like where your foot's going to land or how to set screens or are they try to box out too much or they hack you, they hack you too hard. Like there's right ways to foul and there's wrong ways to foul. And Josh Beard and Paul Gallant were talking, you know, they were doing like some fantasy hoop league. Did you see this thread over the weekend?
Which one?
They just drafted their teams and Josh Beard and Paul Gallant did like
their, oh yeah, the fantasy hoops.
I'm just telling you this right now. Those guys don't know how to hoop. Like, just the way Josh Beard, Clanton, and Gallant were talking about hooping, they were talking about, like, fouling hard and, like, you know, giving all this effort. Like, those are guys that, those aren't guys you want to hoop
depends
with.
Depends on they the run you're in. It depends on who you're running with.
Josh Beard cannot hoop. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, the way that they talk and the way you can tell. Like, Gallant said he got in a fight because he was boxing someone out too much. It shouldn't be hard to box someone out in a rec pickup game. Like, you don't need to, like, back them into the bench or anything like
they
that.
They had me and
that's what I picture Gallant doing.
They had me and Murph on the same team. That's a pretty good squad, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty unselfish as a player.
Yeah.
And I know he hoops. He was a hooper. Like, he at a high level.
Play out. I can score on Murph.
Well, anybody can score on anybody. But can you beat him?
I think so.
No, you can't.
I think I'd have a chance. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. I think you'd be very pleasantly surprised, but I know that Paul Gallant and Josh Beard, mm-hmm. that's a broken ankle waiting to happen.
Oh, shut up! It's Gallant and I. Stay put.
Now, Paul, I'm not. It would be
intense. I guarantee it'd be intense.
I'm not questioning Paul's athleticism, but anytime someone says that they take pride in their defense and pick up hoops, yeah, got to back off that.
Why can't people trust me on this?
Because it's dangerous. Coming up next, could I interest you in an exercise?
Oh yeah, sure.
All right,
basketball.
There have been 31. Quarterbacks taken in the first round of the NFL draft the last 11 seasons. We're going to go through and list all of them, and we're going to do an exercise I like to call BSE. I'll explain what that is next. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.